this man. What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
This is Vilo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan, a wildcat strike of the Crane Operators Union, initiated by Carmine the Nose, threatens to lose the Holy Grail. Details later tonight on Sterling on Sunday. It's the freaking OJs, man.
How crazy could it possibly be to date a Miami Dolphins cheerleader? I'm James Parker for Sterling on Sundays. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
All right, of all the grown-ups gone to bed, it's just you and me. It means that you and I can go down to the laundry room and have an actual conversation. I do this show from my laundry room. Why do I do it from the laundry room? Because women are in charge. The reason men spend so much time in the basement is because women are in charge. My wife could have said, why don't you do that show in the living room? It'd be very comfortable. No. You're not putting all that stuff in the living room. You're not putting all that nonsense in the living room. Are you crazy? That's not where it's going to go. You're going to take it to the laundry room. And here we are. My God, look at this. We're on the radio station of Dana and Parks. KMBZ 98.1 FM, the home of Dana and Parks. Now, did Dana and Parks say, you know, Walter Sterling starting Sunday night, we should promote him on our show on Friday? Did that happen? No. Instead, here we are struggling to try to make it like salmon in Portland. We're trying to make it like salmon in the state of Washington, going upstream, fighting every square inch, waiting for 90-day cancellations, waiting for corporate to say, okay, so that we can come on the air on Sunday night and entertain you. It's so sad. I have a big show planned for you tonight. Much of it is planned for, you know, the next hour, and then by the next hour, I'll plan the following hour. I have no idea what we're going to do at 12:30, but I know what we're going to do for the next few minutes. It's pretty exciting. One of the things that always fascinates me is that when I walk into a house or an apartment, you're thinking about renting the house or buying the apartment, maybe you've had this experience, I can feel if something bad has happened there. I can feel it. The place may be beautiful, may have, yes, all the furniture, all the curb appeal, all of that, the right furniture, a working fireplace, parquet, wood floors, original beams, blah, 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 but you know what? I can feel if something bad happened there. Have you had that experience? You can walk into a new place to work, someplace you're thinking of working. You can walk into a house, an apartment, and go, you know, this is beautiful, but it doesn't feel right. But what you're really thinking is, somebody was murdered here. That's what you're really thinking. You don't say it to the realtor, to the potential boss, but there's something that's not right about that place. The place where I felt the most ghosts. Let me describe this to you. Let me describe this scene to you. Where have you had those feelings? Where have you had the sense of the ghosts that something bad happened here? Here's your number, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT. Oh, remind me. I have to tell you about this toll-free number. You will not believe what my distributor did to me today. You will not believe about this number, but it's a separate story. I have to tell you this other story first. Where did you feel the ghosts the most? 888-688-9258. Everybody who calls in today gets a chance to guess the mystery voice.
Do you think Gina Roselli's boobs are too big?
Do you think Tina Roselli's boobs are too big?
Do you think Gina Roselli's boobs are too big?
For a chance to win a prize announcement. And if at any time during the show, at any time during any phone call with me, it gets frustrating, things get hard, life gets too difficult, look sort of out the window and say, it's the freaking OJs, man. I'm live on a Sunday night. Nothing else is live. Nothing. You go to those cute little silly FM music stations, Star, Mix, Weasel, Mix, Star, Light, What's that new one? They're all big, all very, oh, The Breeze. They're all very excited about The Breeze. Yeah, you go to those radio stations, and you know what? Those disc jockeys recorded that last Wednesday. Now they're drunk at Ruby Tuesdays on a barter. But let me tell you where I felt the ghosts the most. I was in Kansas City. And let me describe this to you. There was a moment, there was a time. Imagine being in a building. You're standing there, you're having a pleasant time, and all of a sudden around you, everything, walls, ceiling, everything starts falling on you. And you're at an event, a big event, like with 1,200 people, 1,200 people, 1,400 people, a big event. But all of a sudden, everything starts falling. And now the instinct is to get out of the way. But something much worse starts to happen. You feel that your feet are wet. And you look down. And there's water. Well, here's a half inch of water. And then another inch of water. And then 2 inches of water. And you realize that the very thing that's supposed to save you might kill you. The sprinkler system in the building is spewing water like crazy. And rather than putting out the fire or the dust or the explosion or saving you, you realize that over there, there's Charlie, who you came here with, and he's trapped under a beam, but maybe we can get him out from under the beam. But he might drown from the water from the sprinkler system. I can't begin to describe a scene to you that is as horrific as having people trapped under girders and beams and concrete, huge concrete blocks, and that smell that comes from disintegrating concrete and fire. That smell is unlike anything else. You've never had a smell like that. But then you realize that you might be able to get your friend out from under the concrete block. You might be able to get them under from the trapped furniture. But before you get to it, they might drown. I'm going to tell you in just seconds where that happened and where I sensed the ghosts of those people. Over 100 people were killed in one small area. And I'll never forget, years after it happened, I walked into that area and I could feel them. I could feel the 100 people. I could feel those ghosts. Let's you and I talk about where we feel ghosts most. Where do you feel the ghosts most? My number is 888-688-9258, 888-688. 9258 or 888-688-WALT. Now listen. Hey, Matt, hit that bed, buddy. I want to talk to you about this. This is an incredible gift. This is a great thing. I had to have a big fight with an advertiser about this week. I don't know why my whole life is having big fights with advertisers, but here it goes. There is a great website for you. It's called For Hymns, H-I-M-S, forhymns.com/Walter, forhymns.com/Walter. But here's the thing. They have amazing products for you and me, for guys. Great stuff like shaving cream, razors, cream that gets rid of those ugly bags under your eyes so that you look like hell in the morning when you wake up when you've had 10 beers the night before. It gets rid of all that for men without a girly smell. But the best thing is they have the generic version of that little blue pill that gives you the opportunity to give your lover, your wife, your mistress, or your gay lover, whatever it is, all of you. You have the opportunity to give them all of you. Erectile dysfunction solution. Now that medication costs a fortune, but not at forhymns.com/Walter. forhymns.com/Walter. Now, I can't believe I got it at this price. I got them to offer it to you for $5 a month. instead of paying hundreds of dollars for that little blue pill or a generic version of it, instead of paying hundreds of dollars, I convinced them to let you have it for $5 a month to prove that we have a big audience. It's not going to last. I need you to go there tonight. Get the information. See what this amazing company is about. They just make products for guys. 4hymns.com/Walter. 4hymns.com/Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Things are heating up in the barnyard, meat rabbits galore, and another rant about turnpikes. All coming up on this week's installment of Heartland Headlines.
More spring thunder developing this week, and that'll cause havoc again with the transportation system when Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby details on Sterling on Sunday.
KMBZ 98.1 in Kansas City, one of those big FM talk stations, a genre, a format I actually invented. When I wore pinstripe suits and wingtip shoes, and I gave them up with great joy many years ago so that I could spend time with you. This is the best time of day to be on the radio. There's no better time. You want to sell a product, this is when it happens. Because it's just you and me. There you are in the 18-wheeler, going to work for the third shift at the hospital or the water park. I have to talk to you about the water park. It's just us. I'm telling you this incredible thing I'm describing. The most horrific death imaginable. Imagine being in the lobby of a big building. The steel beams come down, the concrete blocks come down, and you're trapped under them. And now you see coming towards you is water. And the water is getting higher and higher. And instead of being crushed to death by the steel beam or the concrete block, you might drown because you can't get out of the way. Then you realize that it's the sprinkler system. The sprinkler system designed to save our lives might kill us. It might kill you. Until somebody had the good sense to bust the doors of the lobby and let the water out. I walked into that lobby about 2 years after that happened. And I felt the ghost. 100 people died there. They died in the Grand Hyatt in Kansas City. 1982. 110 people, 112 people died in 1982 in the lobby of the Grand Hyatt. And I walked into that lobby 2 years later, and 3 years later, and 5 years later, and 10 years later, and those ghosts were there. 110 people died because the walkways, the skyways, fell. They collapsed onto 1,200 people who were there for an event. I would tell you they're there for a tea dance, but I still can't believe that 1,200 people would go to a tea dance at a Hyatt Regency in Kansas City. Kansas City is the most interesting city I have ever been in. It has the best airport. There is no better airport. It has the best food in America. For years, I thought Kansas City has the best food I've ever had, and I was living in Manhattan. And I thought, you know, it was just me. And then I opened a book by Calvin Trillin called Alice, Let's Eat. And the first sentence was, everybody knows the best food is in Kansas City. It is. The best food in America is in Kansas City. Arthur Bryant ribs. There are no better ribs. But if you want to feel ghosts, you walk into the Hyatt Regency in Kansas City. Now, that's a big problem for Hyatt. It had a big problem. How do they deal with the PR forever that 112 people died in the lobby of their hotel? How do you deal with that PR problem? You know how Hyatt dealt with it? It has a new name. The Sheraton Crown Center. Cynthia in Fresno, California, listening on KMJ. 50,000 watts. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Where do you feel the ghosts, Cindy? Where do you feel the ghosts?
Okay, I feel the ghosts at a house that I lived in here in Fresno, and I don't live there anymore, but my adult son lives there now. But I felt the ghost the whole 9 years that I lived there.
Where was the ghost? Where was the ghost?
Well, primarily the ghost was in the bedroom that I had, bathroom area and hallway.
Were you scared of the ghost, or was it a happy ghost?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I was scared. I was very scared.
And what was it like? What was the sensation that made you think this is a ghost?
Well, strange things would happen. Like one time the backing light went on all by itself, and there was this strange anger, you know, feeling in the air. And I actually had a miscarriage in the bathroom. I hate to say that, you know, but it's true.
But
I'm sorry. Thank you very much. But I really, you know, that was after, you know, I mean, I already had been experiencing those feelings there. There was like this strange, you know, thing that would happen where I couldn't wake up sometimes, you know, like I felt like I was being taunted, and my husband was a truck driver, so he wasn't home a lot. Then, you know, I ended up moving, and my son moved into the house, and he had a little boy, and my son, and I didn't tell my grandson anything, of course, and I didn't tell my son too much, but he started telling me things that he experienced and things that my grandson experienced. And so,
like what? Give me one example of what he experienced. This is a great story. We're talking about ghost stories at 888-688-WALT. Tell me, give me one example of what your grandson experienced.
He experienced somebody shoving him into the toy box. He said a ghost shoved him into the toy box. And he won't go in the restroom alone. He's afraid he'll have the light on and the door open. And the bathroom is in the hallway. And he has said that he thinks there's a ghost in there. He's experienced a lot of fear in there.
Well, I appreciate this call. I really do. At 888-688-9258. This is such a good call, Cynthia. You have the right to guess the mystery voice. Are you ready to guess the mystery voice since you're good at ghosts?
Okay, let me try.
This is for a chance to win a prize announcement.
Do you think Gina Roselli's boobs are too big?
Do you think Gina Roselli's boobs are too big? Your clues are blonde and Philadelphia. Who do you think that is, Cynthia?
God. I don't know. I was going to say Sally Field, but that she's not blonde, so...
No, but, you know, that's a really good guess. That did sound like Sally Field. Lester in California, welcome to Sterling on Sunday, 888-688-9258. Where do you feel the ghosts? Hi, Lester.
Oh, I think I can guess the gal, but I'll wait till afterwards if you want.
Either way, it's your show. It's your show. Which would you want to guess?
I want to say Bonnie Anderson.
No, you have to hear the voice. You have to hear it.
Do you think Gina Roselli's boobs are too big?
Who do you think that is?
Yeah, with the phone that I'm using, I'm still going to stick with her.
With Lonnie Anderson. That's not who it is, but yeah. Thank you very much for your call. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I appreciate your call. 888-688-9258. This is Sterling on Sunday. It's a different kind of show. I talked to you about the things that you and I might talk about at the food court at the mall. Now, what do we order at the food court at the mall? Bourbon chicken. We order bourbon chicken. Why do we order bourbon chicken? Because bourbon chicken does not exist in any Chinese restaurant in America, in no Chinatown, doesn't exist at the Pearl or Mr. Chow's or any of those fancy places you go. It only exists at the mall. I have been on the air for many years, and I have said, why does bourbon chicken only exist at the mall? And you know what? Nobody has an answer for me. Nobody has an answer. I have too much to do tonight. We have Gary Arnell's Dilemma. We have Heartland Headlines. I've got weather for you every 20 minutes. It's a packed full show. And it's live. It's live. There's no other show that's live at this time. The affiliate sales department that syndicates the show, all they ever say, well, you know, it's live. They never say, it's a good show, it's entertaining, it has a lot of production, it has live phone calls. No. They just say, it's live. So we're live. And you know what else? The HR lady's in bed. All the grown-ups are in bed. It's just you and me in the laundry room. And my number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And you want to become a member of the Midnight Misfits Club.
14 KQV Souvenir.
Heartland Headlines.
1964 was the year.
KQV Pulse Beat News.
For Heartland Headlines, I'm James Copeland. Spring is in the air here in the Heartland. The smell of burning pasture lingers in every crevice and orifice of our lives. There's also much activity going on in the crevices and orifices down at the barnyard, and I'm not kidding when I say kidding season is in full swing. Baby goats are being cranked out left and right. Another rural hallmark of spring can even affect city folks if they're shopping in the right stores. Farm stores like Atwood's, Tractor Supply, and Orchlands will soon be stocking chicks. Right now, our local Orchlands only has a few meat rabbits, but boy, do they look plump and tender. Beer is making headlines in the Sunflower State. On April 1st, grocery stores and convenience stores were allowed to start selling full-strength beer, and it wasn't even an April Fool's joke. Previously, anything over 3.2% alcohol had to be sold in a liquor store. Kansas did not, in fact, repeal prohibition until 1948. And 3-2 beer has been considered a cereal malt beverage since 1937. Sale of liquor by the drink was prohibited until 1987. Ironically, full-strength beer will still be subject to local sales tax, which is, in some parts of the state, higher than the state sales tax of 8% available at liquor stores. So while it may be more expensive, intoxicating liquor is now available in the same place Kansans buy bread. As Sterling on Sunday listeners know, turnpikes are worthless human institutions, and the same can be said for the Kansas Turnpike. While standing in a booth all day making change might seem like an easy job, experience can show otherwise. Our recorders were rolling this week and captured this most recent mishap.
175.
I thought I gave you a 5, didn't I? Didn't I give you a 5? It was 175, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gave me a buck quarter.
And I guarantee you that man makes more than me. For Heartland Headlines, I'm James Copeland. This week's program was written on an electric typewriter.
Award-winning KQV News. The Pulse of Pittsburgh.
KQV presents In the Public Interest.
Heartland Headlines is a far from comprehensive news program highlighting mainly insignificant events that took place last week in the nation's midsection. It's presented each week in the style of a different radio station from days gone by, and is produced by James Copeland in Manhattan, Kansas. And it's the freaking OJs, man!
Sterling on Sunday weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. The country tonight being hammered in a small area at the top and on the bottom. The top tonight is northern New England with feet of deepening snow. And the bottom, Louisiana into Mississippi, deepening southern storm, generating damaging thunderstorms and localized flooding from Shreveport to near Jackson, top and bottom. And in between, we're relatively quiet tonight. Some showers crossing the Great Lakes. And that severe weather down south beginning to spread northeast overnight. Baton Rouge had a tornado warning last hour. Rotation was racing northeast at 70 miles an hour. That's unbelievable, but true. So that means wet weather tomorrow morning for millions of folks. Grab the rain gear in Tennessee, North Carolina, back to Texas, and along the Gulf Coast. Is this tropical? Funny you should ask. We've got that in our next update. But first, out west, ho, partner, what's that? Mountain snow and heavy valley rains from the next winter storm moving across the Pacific Northwest and moving inland fast this week. Details plus an update on your forecast. That's in 20 minutes. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby, Sterling on Sunday.
How crazy could it possibly be to date a Miami Dolphins cheerleader? I'm James Parker for Sterling on Sundays. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
Eric, listening in Texas on WBAP would be my hunch. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. My number is 888-688-9258, and I want to know, where do you feel ghosts? Hello, Eric. Hi.
Hey. Hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Gosh, there's so many frequent events that have taken place since I moved here.
Moved where?
The first thing I noticed one time was sitting in my room.
Wait. Moved. I want to hear the story, Eric, but where did you move to? What city are you in?
Wichita Falls.
Got it. Okay, now please tell the story.
Well, I'm just sitting there in my room, relaxing a little bit. I kind of get into a drift stare into the corner of the wall, and something came through the wall about the size of a 50 caliber ball. It was black, and I seen it come through the side on my side of the door, and it turned a little bit and swiveled like it looked right at me, and then it shot to the floor and went through a wicker trash bag, trash can. I heard the paper in the trash ruffle. I seen it dive to the ground. It just shot off somewhere in the house. I thought that was kind of strange, but then things continued to occur over the years. Several incidences. One time I'm just sitting here listening to the radio at about 2 o'clock in the morning, trying to doze off and go to sleep, and all of a sudden my bed just rattles like a cocktail shaker. About 5 seconds. And I mean, something's literally picking me off the ground, frame and all, shaking me. That was weird. And,
were you scared? Gosh. Were you scared?
There was somebody that passed away here on this property. It was like a homicide. We moved here. All we found was like a box of somebody's personal possessions. And we called the landowner and said, well, you left one thing up there in the barn. He said, just throw it away. That guy will never see it again. But then we heard rumors that there was a homicide here where somebody was murdered. So I don't know if that kind of left some kind of stigma or something around the house. But a couple more incidents.
Did you check to see who, if somebody was murdered, did you check to see if that was true?
No, I didn't research to look and didn't know where to look, you know, because I guess it was before they had to disclose on any type of paranormal activity when property sells. So there was really no mention of it, just a rumor, you know, because somebody went to prison for a long time. You can see it was obviously personal artifacts that were left in the barn.
Wow,
the owner said, out. But they never told us person to person. We just assumed something had happened because there was a life sentence. So something definitely happened here.
Something happened there, Eric. Something happened there for sure. 888-688-WALT. There's a website. Who died in this house? Who died in the house? Something like that. WhoDiedInTheHouse.com. There's a website where you can find out if somebody died in your house. Isn't that cool? We're talking about, where do you feel the ghosts? Where do you feel them? And it's good to talk about it on the radio because it's bad dinner table conversation. People think you're crazy, but you're not crazy. There are ghosts. I have felt them. I felt the most ghosts in the Hyatt Regency in Kansas City, where 112 people died. And I walked in there and I went, whoa, 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 whoa. And I could feel them. I felt them 2 years after they died, 10 years after they died. It's an overwhelming feeling. Where do you feel the ghosts? 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT. I have a call tonight. I don't have my usual strong voice, my big confident radio voice, but you do. And you get to guess the mystery voice and for a chance to win a prize announcement when you call in. And remember, if anything gets to you during our conversation that disturbs you, just say, it's the freaking OJs, man. It's the freaking OJs. Bob in Illinois listening on WLS. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Yeah, hi there. How are you?
I'm excited that you're here now.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I've been telling people for years, it's a really good story. I didn't just feel a ghost. I saw the ghost. My grandfather in 1968 passed away, and my sister and I went outside the funeral home of my grandmother. She just passed away a year and a half after him. So we're standing out there to get some air. It's December. And along comes a man in a overcoat with flowers, holding flowers. And we get stunned. You know, we know it's Grandpa. She says, it's Grandpa. Let's go get Mom. Because we didn't want to upset my dad, who was it was his dad. So we run into the funeral home to get my mother. That'd been a third witness. And we go back outside, and he's not there. He walked up to us, and he said, I'm just selling flowers. And everything about him, we knew it was him. He had unique ears. And
how did you feel? Tell me how you felt when you saw him.
Well, real stunned. And I just kept thinking maybe it's not him, but everything about him, even his voice, and he just had no real expression. He was just looking at us. He had his glasses on. He had an overcoat and holding flowers, and it was pretty weird. And when we got back outside, it wasn't. Huh?
It is pretty weird, but it's true. You can feel it. Would you like a chance to guess the mystery voice?
Oh. I've had a hard time figuring it out now.
Do you think Gina Roselli's boobs are too big?
Do you think Tina Roselli's boobs are too big?
Do you think Gina Roselli's boobs are too big?
The clues are blonde in Philadelphia. Who do you think that is?
Well, I don't know. That's
all right, well, listen, that was a great story. Thanks so much for calling. Thank you for calling 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Where do you feel the ghosts? Here's what your significant other wants to feel. She wants to feel all of you. Perhaps you have a mistress. Perhaps you have a girlfriend. Perhaps you have a gay-on-the-side relationship. Whatever it is, they want to feel all of you. And here's an amazing fact. Do you realize that like 25% of the men who have erectile dysfunction, have trouble getting a boner, are under the age of 40? It's not an age thing. There are many medical factors that contribute to it. And for years, there was one solution, right? It was the little blue pill. Well, now that little blue pill is a generic. And because it's a generic, it can be gotten reasonably priced. But you don't want to go to a doctor and waste half a day. You don't want to have to explain to the nurse why you're there. And you certainly don't want to have to take a prescription to Walmart and flirt with Michelle on the other side of the counter and then have to show her this prescription. By the way, anybody you flirt with at Walmart or CVS, they're always named Michelle. The person behind the pharmacy counter is always named Michelle. Well, now you don't have to hand them a prescription anymore. Now you can get it online at 4hims.com/Walter. 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 Now, I have spent a week on the phone with the people at 4hims.com/Walter, and I've said you must extend the special offer. You must give my listeners this very special price, which is ready. It's not hundreds and hundreds of dollars for the little blue pill that's now generic. It's $5 a month. You get it from a real doctor, a real prescription, and you get it in the mail. You don't have to go to the drugstore and embarrass yourself. Get all the information from this amazing company that makes products just for guys, just for men, including the pill that will enable you to give all of yourself to her. That's 4hims.com/Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Lesbians in space.
Who probably likes sports. Hey, guys, I get a lot of questions asking, how can I tell if a girl is gay? Well,
you don't wear a beanie in the summer for no reason, or a baseball tee when it's not baseball season. If you're checking nails and they're always trimmed, or Case Stu is her style twin. She knows a little bit too much about the L word. She rolls her sleeves up when she's wearing pocket t-shirts, and when she compliments,
CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who probably likes sports.
How crazy could it possibly be to date a Miami Dolphins cheerleader? I'm James Parker for Sterling on Sundays. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
All right, Tom in Florida, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-9258. Hello. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Tom. I'm sorry. Hey, this is Tom. So, live in St. Augustine, like the most haunted city in America, theoretically.
And really? Why do you say that? Why is it the most?
Oh, it's the oldest city in North America.
Oh, the oldest, yes. Like,
right. So it's like, what, 450 years old, something like that. Wow. But anyway, so there's all kinds of like ghost tours and funny stuff around that, around town. But I have a really boring ghost story for you. The house that we live in, my wife and I built, 15 years old. We're the only people that have ever been there, new neighborhood. About 6 months ago on a Saturday morning, wife and I and the dog are in our bedroom. The only other person in the house is our daughter upstairs. And we think that our daughter is knocking at our bedroom door, and the dog barks every time religiously, you know, pun intended. The dog will religiously bark whenever the door gets knocked on in the house. And the dog barks, and we answer, "Hey, honey, you know, what's up?" come on in, open the door, it's fine. You're thinking our daughter's there. And she's not there. So I go upstairs and I ask her, what's up? And she's like, nothing. I've been here the whole time. And I tell the wife, and she's like, somebody in the house. So I kind of skirt around the house. We have kind of a big house, so I walk around the house making sure that there's nobody uninvited in the house. So 10 days later, I work out of town a whole bunch. And 10 days later, my wife works from home. And I get in the middle of the week, and she calls me in the middle of the afternoon to tell me there's another knock somewhere in the house. There was somebody was knocking on the door again twice, doom, doom, very distinct. And the dog barks again, and the dog's always with her. And then about a month after that, another distinct, this time it's like a door knocker on our back door and then a knock inside the house. And we haven't heard it in three months now. So it started 6 months ago. It quit about 3 months ago. And haven't heard it since. Again, kind of a boring story. And we're trying to think, like, who might be haunting us? And it is the joke in the family right now. And it freaks the youngest daughter out for sure. So boring ghost story, but still we think it's a ghost.
I bet it is a ghost story, but it gives you the right to guess the mystery voice. Are you ready?
Okay.
Do you think Tina Roselli's boobs are too big?
Do you think Tina Roselli's boobs are too big? Who do you think that is, Tom in Florida?
I like to think I'm a movie guy. I have no idea.
All right. The clues are Philadelphia and Blonde. Philadelphia and Blonde. Thank you very much for your call at 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. My computer crashed. You're going to have to give me 1 second here. It was so much better when we had tape cartridges. It was really much better when we had tape cartridges. There's Alan First. My gosh, he's the program director of KMBZ, 98.1 in Florida. In Florida, 98.1 in Kansas City, an FM talk station, a format that I invented. I get very little credit for this. I should be in the Radio Hall of Fame. But no, who do they give it to? They give it to Fred Jacobs. Who the hell is that? He didn't invent anything. Not a darn thing. And Mark Levin, who talks like this. Wait, you want to know what Mark Levin talks like? Where do I have that? You know, I have to time this right or else it's just going to be really boring. There we go.
Sterling, it's Mark Levin. I'm always very angry. If you want to be a star like me, become a veterinarian and yell at the Democrats. I also yell to keep my listeners awake. There is nothing you could do to wake yours.
I don't mean to bust your balls or anything, man. I really don't. I'm just concerned. Do you plan to get a job? Do you plan to look for a job? Do you plan to do anything in that regard, like fill out an application, perhaps?
I think one of the problems with me getting a job is the fact that my work experience directly lends itself to, you know, radio.
Vanessa, a Florida girl, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Vanessa. Vanessa. Hello.
How are you?
Hello, Vanessa.
Hello.
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 Are you with me? Are you with me sexually?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, do you have your radio on, Vanessa? Have you been screened properly? Has any professional spoken to you before you got on the air? I don't think so. All right, we're going to have more fun in the next hour. Coming up, this is Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Many different private weather companies have been knocking out projections for the 2019 hurricane season already. Some wild and scary stuff. But last week, we got one of the most respected forecasts from the folks at Colorado State University. Remember Dr. Gray? This is his team. And they say this year will be near normal to just above normal in a couple of major hurricanes. Exactly what we've been thinking. It's important to note, too, that no seasonal outlook identifies areas that might see landfall. But the strong storms over Louisiana and Mississippi tonight are very tropical, and that pattern is going to continue for the next couple of weeks for sure. Meanwhile, around the weather world, catastrophic flooding in Iran, more than 70 dead. Summer heat and a horrific drought with over 100 dead in Australia. And more tropical storms forming in the Indian Ocean and South Pacific. So let's hope this is not a sign of what's to come for our hurricane season this year. And that official forecast, by the way, from the National Hurricane Center, comes in mid-May. We'll have your update for tomorrow morning in 20 minutes. Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby, Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan, a wildcat strike of the Crane Operators Union, initiated by Carmine the Nose, threatens to lose the Holy Grail. Details later tonight on Sterling on Sunday. It's the freaking OJs, man.
It's the freaking OJs, man. And when the HR lady, the person who hands out forms, that jerk at your doctor's front desk, who greets you not with, how can we help you? How can we help you feel better? Would you like some coffee? It's great to see you. We hope the doctor can help you today. Rather than greeting you with that at the doctor's office, how do they greet you? They say, what insurance do you have? What insurance do you have? When that happens, I want you to look them in the eye and say, it's the freaking OJs, man.
I'm Lee Harris, and here's what's happening.
Would you like to be queen for a day?
At 15, I had been to a gynecologist.
When I saw Ariana Grande on the program, I thought that was a new something at Taco Bell. Oh my.
Dad, say it like this. It's the freaking OJs, man.
It's the freaking OJs, man.
I thought it was very cute, and I wanted to him. I just wanted to have sex with him.
Oh, I bet he was thrilled to find that out.
Well, no ring, very big penis.
Oh, my God. And there is that, so no, terrible. Okay, well.
Okay, then.
I never took a f***ing ruler to it, but he does have a big penis, and I've seen some penises in my life, and I will say he has the biggest penis I've ever been with.
888-688-WALT. One of the things that I cannot stand is pretense. I can't stand pretentiousness on the radio. I can't stand condescending crap on the radio. I cannot stand public radio. And you know why? It's because of the condescending crap and the incredibly long pauses. I don't know what their political leanings are. I don't care what their political leanings are. I don't think they have any political meanings.
Okay, hello, everyone. Yes, I'm back.
Every week, we take a special listen to public radio through my perspective, through my ears. This is how I hear it. This is the usual edition.
This is the usual edition from Public Radio. This edition is made possible by an underwriting grant from the liquid medical industry. If the water is shiny, test it on the dog first. And by Mr. Documentary. At Mr. Documentary, we can make any subject long-winded and official sounding. And you know your chemist. Chemistry is not just for the jocks anymore. Your children can make explosions now too.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and I have won many awards. At Public Radio, we are deeply concerned about the flooding in the Midwest. The floods have dramatically cut supplies to our member radio stations. Now, public radio employees in Nebraska are forced to eat pasta with gluten, fish from hatcheries, and bread from the Bimbo Bakery. This is a serious turn of events. For detailed analysis of the ongoing flooding in the Midwest, we go to James Kirk in the heartland of Chad.
As a native of the heartland of Kansas, I feel empathy with our neighbors in the heartland of Chad. First, I am offered authentic root tea. Delicious. Then I notice how similar the home of a Chad family is to that of a Nebraska family. Both families have chairs. As I sit slowly in the chair, I feel closer to my dead grandmother, who also indulged in the use of chairs. Now that I have gained her trust, I ask the chair owner in Chad for her thoughts on the flooding in Nebraska.
Ces mineurs varient entre 9 à 15 ans. La situation est grave, donc il faut réagir. C'est comme ça, on a passé par la sensibilisation dans tous les établissements de la Tangilée Est. C'est pour dire non au viol dans la Tangilée, quoi.
Thank you, James, for your tea time in Chad. Sounds like another Morrow Award coming up. Now we travel very, very slowly up north to Canada. DJ Trump, our momentary president, has ruined our relationship with Canada forever. We go to the set of Degrassi High and Charles Elk for this update on the disintegration of our bi-border situation.
Wake up in the morning.
There is much sadness on the set of Degrassi High. The cast realizes that their show will never be seen in the U.S. again due to the trade embargo enforced by Mr. DJ, our president. I cozied up to one cast member, and they offered me a maple-flavored granola bar as a sign of peace between our very different and angry countries.
Was pretty swell, but even if sometimes I was stressed out to hell.
What is your problem?
I know I will cherish every waking moment until I return.
These are not easy times. I'm somewhere near Vancouver.
This has been the usual edition from Public Radio. Now we live by these words. It's the freaking OJs, man.
If I had a chance, I'd turn back. Oh, no. As a matter of fact, right away, I'd like to get. Not only the girl was so smart,
well, you've upset the monkey. I have a live chef stick monkey in the laundry room with me. Because my kids decided when Ringling Brothers went out of business, they would adopt one of the animals. The only way that monkey
right now,
shuts up is with this
the
music.
Song that made it to number 87 by the Blades of Grass. Here is Happy on Flashback Favorites.
Shut up the monkey. Peggy, listening on WLS in Chicago. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-9258. I take a lot of phone calls because that's how you build cum in talk. It's a myth that it's long average quarter hours and low cum. That's a lot of crap. It's because you don't take calls. I take calls. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday, Peggy. Hi.
Well, Sterling, I have this little question. You know how, like, you don't seem to get a whole lot of information. And I was listening to, you know, Catholic radio, and this doctor comes on, and she said, by the way, did you know that every kid coming across the border has contagious measles? And I said, yes. I said, yes.
Oh, you've upset the monkey. You've upset the monkey, Peggy. I'm sorry. I don't know what you were saying, but whatever you said upset the monkey. There's only one way to shut up the monkey.
Right now, we're going to feature the song that made it to number 87 by the Blades of Grass. Here is Happy on Flashback Favorites.
Couple bananas, Blades of Grass, we shut up the monkey. Listen. The reason why people get a divorce and the reason why relationships stop is not all the crap that you hear about. It's because they stopped having sex. That's why people get a divorce. It's because they stopped having sex. And there's a way to make sure that you have the most of you available for sex. And that's with that little blue pill. But now the little blue pill is available in a generic. Now it's available in a generic. At 4hymns.com/Walter. 4hymns.com/Walter. And it's not hundreds of bucks. It's $5 a month. I've made a special deal with 4hymns.com/Walter. 4hymns.com/Walter. Now you can get the pill that will allow you to give all of yourself to your wife, your mistress, your girlfriend, or your gay guy on the side, or all of them for $5 a month. Find out about it. Do it now, because this offer is going to go fast. I had to beg him to keep it going this week. 4hymns.com/Walter. 4hymns.com/Walter. Go and find out. You talk to a real doctor to make sure you can get the prescription. They give you a real prescription, and you get it in the mail to your home or wherever you want, a secret UPS box. No problem. But you don't have to go through the embarrassment of going to a doctor's office, going to the pharmacy with the prescription, handing it to the cute young woman behind the counter at the pharmacy that you've been flirting with for 6 months. Now, all of a sudden, she sees you can't get a boner, but you can. Get the information at 4hymns.com/Walter. It's real medicine from a real doctor. 4hymns.com/Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Florida Stories. Thank you. All right, for our first Florida story, we're going over to Jacksonville, Florida. About 3:30 p.m. on a weekday, man walks in, promptly announces that I'm robbing the whole place, demands money. There's only three employees there, no customers, no one's hurt, but he gets away with an undisclosed amount of money. So then he takes off. And in the story here, it doesn't say anything about him being pursued or being caught. I'm pretty sure this guy got away. And I checked right before the show started tonight, and he still hadn't been caught. Now, here's the Florida twist. The credit union is the City and Police Federal Credit Union. So a man goes in and robs a police credit union. They don't catch him. He gets away. They don't even have any leads, and it looks like he's going to get away with it. That's nothing. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going down to Brattleboro, Vermont. A 33-year-old Florida woman missed her court date in Sarasota County, Florida, and she took on the lamb. She was just wanted on a few drug charges there. And the U.S. Marshal Service tracked her down. She's in downtown Brattleboro, Vermont, on Main Street, and she sees the police closing in on her. So she climbs up to the roof, and she's jumping from rooftop to rooftop in downtown Brattleboro until they finally corner her like Pablo Escobar on the roof, and then extradite her back to Florida. She's got a couple extra charges now. Yeah, I saw the mugshot. Not that hot. She kind of looks like an ate-up Daryl Hannah. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we're going over to Fort Pierce, Florida. And our hero is a 37-year-old Florida man who just been busted on grand theft charges. So he finally gets processed, arraigned, bails out. And after they check him out, they walk him to the side door and let him go. He's free. And as he's walking through the parking lot to the street, sure enough, he's checking on door handles in the jail parking lot. Sure enough, one of them's unlocked. It's a silver car. He opens it up, goes in the driver's side. He's rummaging around, and after about 2.5 minutes, he comes out, shuts the door, and he's got a little fast food bag with him now. So about the time he gets to the sidewalk, cop goes up to him. What are you doing here? He says, I'm waiting on my girlfriend. She's my ride. He goes, well, what's in the bag? He goes, just stuff. So in the bag, an iPhone 7, 4 packs of cigarettes, a lighter, a debit card, someone's driver's license, and about $500 in cash. Not a bad little haul there, but they slapped the cuffs on him, turned around, walked him right back through the parking lot. And the time from when he was checked out of the jail to when he was checked back in, 15 minutes. Well done, Florida man. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we're going to Bay Harbor Islands. It's a nice neighborhood. They don't let people like you and me live there, but the type of awesome folks that would date a Miami Dolphins cheerleader do. And one of these lucky dudes was dating a Miami Dolphins cheerleader for about 3.5 weeks. She's beautiful, but turns out she happens to be a little crazy. They've been broken up for about a week. He's moved on to dating other people and has invited his new date over to his house for dinner. Crazy Florida cheerleader shows up at the back door, beating on the back door. He says, you gotta go away. She pushes her way in, grabs a lit candle on the dinner table, and throws it at him. It actually hits him so hard, it leaves a bruise on his arm. She picks up the plates and slams them on the ground. He's had enough. He grabs her by the arm, throws her out the back door. She doesn't even leave the premises. He calls the cops. She gets arrested. Having one heck of an off season, though. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
And finally on Florida stories, we're going down to Miami. Florida man, 27 years old. Driving under the influence, unfortunately, rides up on the sidewalk, hits a lawyer, bam, he's dead. And he's going down for DUI manslaughter. The Florida twist on this is that how he was under the influence. Have you heard of whippets? You ever suck the nitrous out of a can of whipped cream or see someone do it? And if you hold your breath, it kind of gives you a little buzz for a couple seconds. At adult stores, they sell these canisters where you can just suck the nitrous out. And this guy had gone through 12 used canisters of nitrous while driving a car, and he was whipping his mule at the same time. This is what he was doing in the mid-afternoon on a weekday. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. It's Sterling on Sunday. There's no other show like this. I say that the reason people get a divorce or break up is one thing. They were not having sex. That is the only reason. Unless one or the other hit each other, which is a criminal act. That's a completely different thing. Man hits you, you hit a man, that's a criminal act. That's a whole separate level. You call the police at that point. You don't call a divorce lawyer. You call the police. Then you call a divorce lawyer, and you never stay in the house with them again. Why I feel I need to talk like a PSA, I don't know. But I say that the reason people break up is one thing, that they are not having sex, or they have no desire to have sex. There are many situations that take place where you might not be having sex, but you want to have sex with them. That's just as good in terms of a relationship. But the only reason people really get a divorce, really break up, is they're not having sex. What do you think? How do you feel? 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. There's Karen and Mr. Sneakers, Neil Paul and Judy Anderson. I have the best listeners. If you want to be one of our Midnight Misfits, it's easy. Go to waltermsterling.com, waltermsterling.com, and you can become a Midnight Misfit. You download the secret membership card. It has a decoder on it where I will give out secret messages that only you will know, but you have to have the decoder card. It's free. It's instant. You can have it right now, waltermsterling.com. And I'm going to be giving you a secret message coming up in 50 minutes. 50 minutes. This is Sterling on Sunday. What have I got for you? Oh, yes. I have the best part of our show.
Sterling on Sunday. Last week, Judy in Dallas told this terrible joke.
I was wondering, what do you feed a gay horse? Hey!
And now, this week's terrible joke from Judy in Dallas.
Hey, Judy. Hi.
Hey, how's it going? Walter, I have a friend named David. He lost his ID. So now I call him Dave.
Say it again, Judy.
I have a friend named David who lost his ID. And so now I call him Dave.
Another terrible joke from Judy in Dallas. We are grateful to Judy in Dallas. You know, you don't hear this stuff on most shows. It's a morning show at midnight, get it? And it pays like 2 a.m. It pays like it's 2 a.m., but it's a morning show at midnight.
I'm a radio company market manager. I manage a lot of stations named things like Star and Light and Mix. Can't tell them apart? No one can. That's because we save money by having like 3 disc jockeys that are on all of the stations. Now, that talk station, that's my hell. You want me to air Sterling on Sunday? Only one thing matters. What other station is airing Sterling on Sunday?
Who else airs Sterling on Sunday? Jared Hart of WPHT Philadelphia. What else do you need to know?
Sterling on Sunday weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. The country tonight being hammered in a small area at the top and on the bottom. The top tonight is northern New England with feet of deepening snow. And the bottom, Louisiana into Mississippi, deepening southern storm, generating damaging thunderstorms and localized flooding from Shreveport to near Jackson, top and bottom. And in between, we're relatively quiet tonight. Some showers crossing the Great Lakes. And that severe weather down south beginning to spread northeast overnight. Baton Rouge had a tornado warning last hour. Rotation was racing northeast at 70 miles an hour. That's unbelievable, but true. So that means wet weather tomorrow morning for millions of folks. Grab the rain gear in Tennessee, North Carolina, back to Texas, and along the Gulf Coast. Is this tropical? Funny you should ask. We've got that in our next update. But first, out west, ho, partner, what's that? Mountain snow and heavy valley rains from the next winter storm moving across the Pacific Northwest and moving inland fast this week. Details plus an update on your forecast. That's in 20 minutes. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby, Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. A wildcat strike of the Crane Operators Union, initiated by Carmine the Nose, threatens to lose the Holy Grail. Details later tonight on Sterling on Sunday. It's the freaking OJs, man.
Hi, it's Gary Arnell. I'm in a department store and a mother is attempting to discipline, and I use that word very loosely, discipline her 7 or 8 year old child. What happens next is absolutely incredible. And in fact, it is my moral dilemma this week. Coming up later tonight, I'll need your advice on Sterling on Sunday.
Nobody can believe that we're on 98.1 KMBZ FM. Nobody can believe it. Bill White at KFBK in Sacramento, he can't believe it. Alan First is going, gee, I got promoted. Now I'm like format capitan for all the intercom stations, but I promised him this before I was made format capitan. Now I'm stuck with it. My gosh, that show better be good. When you go to Kansas City, if you're of a certain age, when you think of Kansas City, you think of one thing.
12th Street and Bond.
The first time I went to Kansas City, what did I do? I did what you would do if you had too much free time.
12th Street and Vine.
I went to 12th Street and Vine. I am here to report to you what is at 12th Street and Vine. At 12th Street and Vine is the Eisenhower administration. The interstate was built over 12th Street and Vine. And you know what that means? That's right. The support columns for the interstate is at 12th Street and Vine. That means that was a bad neighborhood. They did not put interstates over mansions. They didn't put interstates over Brentwood or Bel Air or Short Hills or Prairie Village or Shaker Heights. They put it over 12th Street and Vine.
12th Street and Vine.
It is a privilege to be on KMBZ, the radio station. Boy, that could have been bad. I just kicked something I should not kick. The radio station of Dana and Parks. Dana and Parks. They have double-digit shares in afternoon drive doing what? Talking on FM about what? Their lives. They do a great show every afternoon on KMBZ 98.1. And they're talking about their lives. They're not screaming at the Democrats. Nick in Chicago, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hi, Walter. I know you're talking about that other subject, and the call screener didn't ask me specifically what I was going to talk about.
No, he doesn't do his job. He's terrible.
Yeah. Florida guy, hire me, you know. What the hell, man? I'll scream in like that little monkey for you, too, you know, if you want. But it rained today in Chicago, and a friend of mine calls me up. He says, hey, did you know that the pilgrims landed on a rainy day in April? I said, no, I didn't know that. He says, yeah, because April showers bring May flowers. Get it? Did you get it?
It's horrible.
Well,
that's
you.
Horrible. That's a terrible joke. Well, do you want to guess the mystery voice?
Do you think Gina Roselli's boobs are too big?
Who do you think that is, Nick?
Oh, my. I've been hearing it. I haven't missed one of your shows yet, but I can't picture who it is. You know, even with the clues, I don't know.
All right. Well, I appreciate
that little OJ thing.
Say it again?
Let me do that OJ thing for you.
I'm sorry, say that again?
It's the freaking OJs, man.
If I had a chance, I'd back right away.
Dad, say it like this. It's the freaking OJs, man.
It's the freaking OJs, man.
When I saw Ariana Grande on the program, I thought that was a new something at Taco Bell.
Oh, my God.
You heard about that Jeff Bezos divorce, right?
Both Jeff and Mackenzie Bezos tweeting about the dissolution of their 25-year marriage. There have been a lot of questions swirling about what would happen to Mackenzie's share of Amazon and her voting control. She tweeting a statement saying, grateful to have finished the process of dissolving my marriage with Jeff. She goes on to say, happy to be giving him all of my interests in the Washington Post and Blue Origin and 75% of our Amazon stock plus voting.
All right, shut up. Let me tell you, Jeff Bezos was not giving her all of him. Absolutely not giving her all of himself. I've spent some time this week trying to find celebrity advice for better sex. And I found some pretty amazing audio. But I want to talk to you at 888-688-9258. I read all these articles, 5 reasons people get a divorce, 5 ways to save a marriage, 5 ways to... And it's a lot of nonsense. The only reason people get a divorce, the only reason they break up is that they're not having sex. That is the only reason. Everything else can be worked out. And it's okay if you're not having sex. Everything will work as long as you want to have sex with your partner. Desire is more important than fact. If you want to have sex with your partner, that marriage is going to work. But clearly, Jeff Bezos He gets to be the richest man in the world. Is this the biggest idiot who ever lived? Is this the most typical son of a bitch who ever lived? It's like he became the richest man in the world, and what did he do? He did what every other 40-something guy does. He gets a red Corvette, he gets a red convertible, buys a new sweater, and runs out with a showgirl. He's running out with a showgirl who's married, oh, by the way, to a big shot, another big shot. She's married to another big shot, and what'd she do this week? She filed for divorce. What? What, it took you this long to file for divorce? They only filed for divorce this week. No, really, they only filed for divorce this week at the same time that the Bezos announced their divorce. And what does he do? He runs out with a showgirl who seems to have had a lot of work done, as my mother would say, a lot of work done. But I explored the audio archives of celebrities giving advice on how to have a better sex life. Here's some audio of Cameron Diaz explaining how to have a better sex life.
I guess it's exercise, healthy diet, lots of water, lots of laughter, lots of sex. Yeah, sex. We need that as human beings. It's healthy, it's natural, it's what we're here to do.
Cameron Diaz explaining what we're here to do. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I say the only reason people get a divorce, unless one or the other committed the criminal act of abuse, but the only reason people get a divorce is if they have either stopped having sex or they've stopped wanting to have sex. What do you think? How do you feel? 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Listen, the sexual performance issues that many people have are more common than you think. Over 25% of new erectile dysfunction, that means no boner, are guys under 40. One out of five guys under 40 have trouble getting a boner. Even the world's greatest actors can't fake one. So why do guys turn to weird solutions for nothing when they can turn instead to medicine and a real doctor? How does that happen? At forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. H-I-M-S. Listen, this is medicine that you can get to solve what is a medical problem. It's not a social problem. It's not that you're with the wrong girl. It's not that you're with the wrong gay, the gay guy that you got on the side. You want to give them all of yourself. And the way you do that, sometimes you need some medicine. And now you can get it at forhims.com/Walter. You don't have to go to the doctor's office and wait there and have the person behind the counter say, what are you here for? What insurance do you have? And you don't have to take the prescription to Walmart or to Walgreens and face the pharmacist that you've been flirting with for 6 months with this prescription. No, no. You can get it mailed to your home. You get it from a real doctor, and you get it mailed to your home. No waiting room, no awkward person, doctor visits. It's easy. You just answer a few quick questions at forhims.com with a doctor with a confidential review. The products are shipped directly to whatever address you tell them to send it to. Being the best for your partner means performing your best. It means that you get a full erection. And think about it. It's not for little guys. It's not for inadequate guys. If you're a big guy, if you're a big man, you need extra help, and you can get it at forhims.com/Walter, forhims.com/Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, no donation is too small.
888-688-WALT, live on a Sunday night. Now on KMBZ 98.1, home of Dana and Parks. I have promoted them extensively through the show. I expect the same in return on Friday. Dana and Parks on KMBZ 98.1. Double-digit shares. The pride and joy of Alan First, who's best friends with Bill White. We're all together here, boys. Beth in Kansas City. Listening on KMBZ, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Beth.
Hi.
Beth, you sound excited.
Yeah. Well, I was just about ready to turn out the light. The music was terrible. I just wanted to call in. Love your show. It's the only thing I listen to on the radio, regardless of who's on it. But my favorite is Dana and Parks, of course.
Dana and Parks. They should be promoting my show. Don't you agree?
Yes, they should. Absolutely. I like them all. Jamie and Wick and Dana and Park's my favorite, too. I don't like the morning people. But anyway, I want to call and follow up on that April showers that bring May flowers. What do May flowers bring? And the answer is pilgrims. That's the other half of the joke.
Now, why didn't he know the other half of the joke, but you did?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm older than he is.
No, you're not old. You're barely 40. Would you like to guess the mystery voice for a chance to win a prize announcement?
Oh, I don't have the foggiest
idea. Do you think Tina Roselli's boobs are too big?
Do you think Tina Roselli's boobs are too big? Who do you think that is?
I have no idea, and I don't even think about anybody else's boobs.
888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. It's great to hear from KMBZ in Kansas City, the city that has the best food in America and the most gorgeous women in America. There are three cities that have gorgeous women, in my sexist opinion: New York City, Kansas City, and Los Angeles. Now, what women in Kansas City always want to do, if they're career women, is they want to go work in Chicago. They have this fantasy of going to work in Chicago. They go to visit a cousin or a friend from college who went to work in Chicago, and they have a great time. They go there in May and not January. They take them for really good food and to meet some cute frat boys, and they go drinking, and they love Chicago. I love Chicago. And then they move there, and it doesn't work out. And I will tell you why it doesn't work out. And it will not work out. If you're living in Kansas City, you're a career woman, you just got out of college, you want to change careers, you go, I want to work in Chicago. Yeah, go ahead. It won't work out. And I'll tell you why. Every city has its own code. In New York, the code is, what do you do? People will ask you, what do you do? And everything about you that they need to know will come from, what do you do? In Los Angeles, it's not a joke. It's, what do you drive? And everything they need to know about you comes from, what do you drive? In Chicago, it's, where'd you go to high school? And somebody in Chicago, a native of Chicago, knows every single thing about you by asking the question, where did you go to high school? They know your race, your religion, how smart you are, how rich your family was, and whether you're a Cubs fan or a White Sox fan, just by where you went to high school. If you say, oh, I'm from Kansas City, you will never, ever be part of that club. Tom in Chicago, listening on WLS. Am I right about that, Tom? Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just called to say that I didn't get divorced because of lack of sex. I got divorced because of her brother.
Her brother. Usually the problem is the sister. What was the problem with the brother?
Well, the problem was I could get up at 2 a.m., 3 a.m., whatever, in the morning to take a whiz. And guess who's sitting on the couch watching TV?
He lived with you? The brother lived with you?
Her brother lived with us.
Oh, my God. That's the worst thing I've ever
heard.
And
I could not get him out of the house. No matter
how
hard I
Whose
tried.
House was it? It was your house,
and then,
right?
And then, to top that off, I go to look at my computer. I look at the huge history, and there's nothing but gay porn on there.
Did he bring one home?
Bring one? No, he never brought anybody home. His girlfriend or ex-wife absolutely looked like a man.
How did she look like a man? Did she have no breasts or short hair? How did she look like a man?
No, the hands. You could tell by the hands.
Oh, my God. What,
they all
what
had
the
man hands.
Man hands. What did they look like? Were they hairy?
No, not necessarily hairy. Just man hands.
Wow.
We went to a family get-together, and I'm staring at this girl's, so-called girl's hands. I'm like, she got more manly hands than I do. And I'm 200 pounds, you know.
Type 2 diabetic?
I finally drew 5 pairs of pants and 5 shirts on my Harley and just rode out. I'm done.
How many years did you put up with the brother?
Oh, about 5 years.
You're a good guy. I mean, that's a lot of patience. But I still say that the major reason that people get a divorce or separate is because they're not having sex. Everything else can be worked out. Brother sitting on sofa, I'll bet you if they were having great sex. 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. There are a lot of problems, by the way, in marriage with being a parent. And I'm going to share with you the three biggest problems I have as a parent. My life's a nightmare in so many ways. 888-688-9258. Plus, if you have a Midnight Misfit membership card, I will have a secret message that only you are able to decode. Now, we have a lot of ways to stay together during the week. I know it's a very intimate relationship we have on Sunday nights. It's very passionate and secret. And in the laundry room. And only truth is told in the laundry room. Now, we can stay together during the week. Here's how we do it. Every email I get gets answered. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Walter M. Sterling, Mary. M for Mary. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Every email I get gets answered. I have a Facebook page that's much better than anyone else's. It's Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. And the podcasts. Midnight Misfits, misspelled. That's how you know it's a misfit. Midnight Misfits, misspelled. This is Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Many different private weather companies have been knocking out projections for the 2019 hurricane season already. Some wild and scary stuff. But last week, we got one of the most respected forecasts from the folks at Colorado State University. Remember Dr. Gray? This is his team. And they say this year will be near normal to just above normal in a couple of major hurricanes. Exactly what we've been thinking. It's important to note, too, that no seasonal outlook identifies areas that might see landfall. But the strong storms over Louisiana and Mississippi tonight are very tropical, and that pattern is going to continue for the next couple of weeks for sure. Meanwhile, around the weather world, catastrophic flooding in Iran, more than 70 dead, summer heat, and a horrific drought with over 100 dead in Australia, and more tropical storms forming in the Indian Ocean and South Pacific. So let's hope this is not a sign of what's to come for our hurricane season this year. And that official forecast, by the way, from the National Hurricane Center, comes in mid-May. We'll have your update for tomorrow morning in 20 minutes. Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby, Sterling on Sunday.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
Sounds like you're very sexual people. But your kids are gone, aren't they?
Yeah.
Time for something new. Let's see what you decided on. Come on, show me what you think is sexy.
They're for Jeff's mom, I thought.
Let's be real with one another, okay? No, this would be incredible on you.
Perfect. I'll take it.
You're not being fun, Karen. Why so nervous? Huh? Is it because we're two women trying on lingerie together? We're so alike, you and I. Two strong, sexually vibrant women. Come on, Karen. I hear the way she talks about me when she thinks I'm not looking. Hating me for the way I look as if perfect bone structure and flawless skin is something I can help. That's why women like us need to stick together. Do you kegel? The strength has to start somewhere.
I don't.
In fact, I'm doing some right now.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
Hi, it's Gary Arnell. I'm in a department store and a mother is attempting to discipline, and I use that word very loosely, discipline her 7 or 8 year old child. What happens next is absolutely incredible. And in fact, it is my moral dilemma this week. Coming up later tonight, I'll need your advice on Sterling on Sunday.
Now, everyone is excited. It's time for the secret Midnight Misfit decoder message. Listen and decode this on your Midnight Misfit decoder card.
All right, your Midnight Misfit decoder card is available free at waltermsterling.com. You can download it and print it out right now, and you will need it to decipher this message. Here's the message. The first letter is M, then the number 4, The number one, the letter N as in Nancy, or narcissist in your perspective, and the number seven, there it is again, M41N7. You can only decipher that message with a Midnight Misfit membership card. The membership card reveals to you what you have to do as a Midnight Misfit, what your obligations are, and how you got to be a Midnight Misfit. Once more, M41N7.
Get your Midnight Misfit decoder card for free right now at the website waltermsterling.com and listen again for this mysterious music.
Marshall in Kansas, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Marshall.
Hello. Well, I'm a first-time listener and definitely a Midnight Misfit. And I was intrigued by your comments about 12th and Vine because in 1968, a bunch of us here in Topeka, which is west of Kansas City, about 60 miles, had graduated from high school, and inspired by the mythology of that song you played, we thought we'd just get some beer and go to Trust and Vine and find some women. And we had no idea that Trust and Vine did not even exist anymore. And not only that, but this was about a month after Martin Luther King had gotten assassinated, so there was a lot of racial tension in Kansas City. And we ended up driving around lost in an area which, as you pointed out, was less than desirable. In fact, many of the buildings in the area had just been burned down during the post-King assassination riots. And so here we are, a bunch of drunk 17-year-olds cruising around in a pretty dangerous area. And we got pulled over by the police. And we were underage, had beer. Kansas City police had a fierce reputation. And we're all thinking, oh, no. I mean, not only are we getting arrested, we're going to jail, we're probably going to die. And this cop immediately opens up all the doors, makes us put hands on the roof of the car, and throws out all the beer. Just throws it out into the street. He didn't care about the beer. He was looking for guns. And then he started berating us. Once he figured out that we were just a bunch of dumb hicks from Topeka, he started berating us and proceeded to scare us quite thoroughly, using a lot of language that I can't use on your program, and made it very clear to us that if we ever came back...
Well, so you and I share the same experience as to what 12th Street and Vine is. It's not there anymore. The interstate got rid of 12th Street and Vine. And if you've never been to Kansas City, that's pretty much all you know. It's all you know about Kansas City. I am so happy to be on KMBZ FM 98.1, home of Dana and Parks, home of Dana and Parks. Alan First radio station. He's made it a very big and very successful station, and they promoted him to be format capitan of all the intercom stations. And what that means is that if you are running an intercom talk station, and Alan First has just put Sterling on Sunday, live on Sunday night for 3 hours, you need to put it on your station if you want to be politically efficient at intercom. You need to put it on your station. Well, you know, we have the autonomy to put on. It's a lot of crap. You have no autonomy. That ended in 1988. Alan wants Sterling on Sunday on every intercom station, WRNO. He wants it on every intercom station. And if I wanted a career, I'd make damn sure that it was on every intercom station. I tell you, I do a lot of work. This is a lot of work. I mean, pushing these buttons, it's exhausting. Really exhausting.
I'm Lee Harris, and here's what's happening.
Would you like to be queen for a day?
When I saw Ariana Grande on the program, I thought that was a new something at Taco Bell.
Dad, say it like this. It's the freaking OJs, man.
I want you to try hymns.com/Walter. 4hymns.com/Walter. That's the website, forhims.com/Walter, and it will open up a whole world to you of stuff just for guys. Great shaving cream, razors, shampoos, creams, stuff to get rid of the ugly bags and wrinkles under your eyes. It's all at forhims.com/Walter. Right now, this second, you can get medicine from a doctor at forhims.com to solve your boner problem. You can finally give all of yourself to your wife, your lover, or the gay guy you got on the side. forhims.com/Walter. And I have argued with them. I said, you have to give my listener a good price. There has to be a good price. You can get this for $5 a month, not $400, $5 a month. forhims.com/Walter. You get the medicine to solve your boner problem from a real doctor. It'll be shipped to whatever address you want. It doesn't have to go to your home or office. It can go to that secret UPS box you've got. forhims.com/Walter. Get all the information. Go there now. But you got to go now because this offer is going to be gone any second. $5 a month, forhims.com/Walter. Gary Arnell's dilemma coming up in seconds on Sterling on Sunday.
Gary Arnell shares his meaningless dilemma.
Oh, my God. That, I mean, that's some introduction. Freaking Charlie Van Dyke introduces you. Here's Dana and Parks on KMBZ 98.1. Here's the highlight of their show. Gary Arnell is a physical racehorse, but spiritually schlubby. And therefore, always seems to have dilemmas that other people don't have. Gary, what is your dilemma this week?
So here's the deal, Walter. First of all, I'm drinking out, and this is in connection to the dilemma. I'm drinking out of a coffee cup from some agency called CASA, A Child's Voice in Court. Now, I probably got it during a radio interview with this organization when they came in. I don't remember. But here's what it says on the flip side. The first most fundamental right of a child is the right to be loved. And my dilemma is the antithesis of a child being loved. So I am in my favorite place to shop, and that's Walmart, and I'm at the self-checkout where I still think they should give us a 1% premium for checking out ourselves. And a woman is disciplining, and I use that word loosely, her, I'm thinking about a 7 or 8 year old daughter, and she is yelling. She's starting to use profanity. She's pushing the kid towards the register, and she is just, in my mind, committing child abuse, both mentally and physically. Mentally, because this is a 7 or 8 year old kid, and physically, because she's like pulling on the kid's arm and then pushing the kid toward the register. I couldn't take it anymore. Everybody there is looking at this in disbelief, and I say to the woman, ma'am, You're out of control. You're harming this child both mentally and physically by what you're doing. She becomes aghast at that. I thought she was going to push me, which she did not do. My first and foremost objective here was to protect the child. I said this to her. I couldn't decide if I should say anything or not. She curses at me and then storms out of the store and leaves the merchandise in the self-checkout. Now, I had one or two people around me who said, well, you know, that was great. What you did was phenomenal. I can't believe I didn't do it. And I did have two other people that came to me and said to me, you should have minded your own business. And that's my dilemma, because I don't think that I should have minded my own business when I see this woman doing this to a 7 or 8 year old child. This isn't a kid who's like 6 months where you can't communicate with the kid and get the message across. 7, 8 years old, Walter, I don't even believe in spanking a child. I have two daughters, never, ever, ever, ever once raised a hand to their tush.
So they're both in jail, aren't they, Gary?
Well, one of them, it's funny you said that, because one of them works in a juvenile delinquent facility, yeah. But she's on the other side of the bars, and yeah. She does supervision.
All right, so let's get you involved at 888-688-WALT. How do you feel? How do you feel about Gary Arnell, what he did in the Walmart? Saw a parent berating, abusing a child, and he stepped in and he said something. How do you feel when you see this in Walmart? And by the way, it's only in Walmart. When you see this in Walmart, what do you do? How do you feel? 888-688-9258. I am live on a Sunday night, live on a Sunday night. There's the gold show, the Bitcoin show. That is not live. The annuities in you show, that is not live. Those are recorded over a telephone back on Wednesday. And then those people pay about $40 or $50 for an hour to be on the radio. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Or 888-688-WALT. That should make it easier. But for some reason, that's not easier. It works better if I say 888-688-9258. Help Gary Arnell with his dilemma. His dilemma is, you know, did he do the right thing in the Walmart by saying to the parent, you shouldn't have done that. You should behave differently toward your child. Now, you're telling me there are people who came up to you and told you you did the wrong thing?
Yes, I had two people who came up to me. These are probably people who smack, you know, who spank their kids and whatever the case may be. They have to rely on physical discipline because they don't know how to verbally communicate with their kids. But they came up to me and said to me, you should have minded your own business. And by the way, Walter, I wasn't even going to bring this up. But yes, this was in Walmart. And the woman, the mother who was berating this kid physically and verbally, she was wearing pajama bottoms. Now, I'm not going to read into that. I'm just going to say she was wearing pajama bottoms in Walmart.
Were they logoed pajama bottoms?
They were not logoed. They had some kind of an imprint on them that like triangles and no discernible message whatsoever. But I was just, I couldn't take it. I could not take the way she was pummeling this kid. Couldn't take it.
I understand. Joey, listening to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Joey in Missouri, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hey, Joey.
Hi.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I see this happen far too often, and it is frequently in Walmart, although I try not to shop there. I try not to say anything, but it's very difficult not to. There's only been one time that I recall that I have spoken up, and that was in regards to someone giving my oldest daughter a dirty look for holding my youngest son, thinking that it was hers, when in fact it was mine. But there's a 14, 15-year difference between them.
Right, but you've just made it incredibly complicated. She started to give us a train leaves the station at 6 a.m. problem, and I was very confused, and I'm easily confused. Dana, listening on in Dallas at WBAP,
there.
Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hi. I got you. Let me turn this radio down.
Sure, no problem.
There, now how's that?
It's great. It's your show. What? How would you like to help Gary Arnell's dilemma?
Hi, Dana.
My name's Donna, and I would have absolutely done the same thing I have in Walmart. One time a woman was being physical, actually beating on a child, and the child was screaming, and I stepped in. And then another time was the same thing, and I asked her, are you okay? It seems you need some help. You seem to be stressed out.
Ooh.
So he did the exact right thing.
Well, that's a very interesting point, Donna. You came up with a clever way to do it. You said you seem to be stressed out. Do you need some help? You stepped in to try to help the mom or to frame it that you'd be helpful and not criticizing the mom because the mom clearly was having a bad day. Is that what you did, Donna?
The time before that was a different thing. A woman had her child by the arm and jerking around and slapping her in the face.
Oh, my God. I cannot take that.
That time I wasn't very nice at all.
Well, Donna, you certainly earned the right to win a prize announcement. Would you like to guess the mystery voice?
I can try.
Do you think Dina Roselli's boobs are too big?
Do you think Dina Roselli's boobs are too big? Your clues are blonde and Philadelphia.
Do you think Dina Roselli's boobs are too big?
Who do you think that is, Donna?
Pam Anderson?
That's a good guess, but, of course, completely wrong. I appreciate the call at 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT. I have a podcast. You can listen to me all week. And it's not just a regurgitation of the show. It's an original podcast just for the podcast at Midnight Misfits. Midnight Misfits on iTunes or radio.com or iHeart Radio, any place but Westwood One. It's not on Westwood One. You and I are talking to Gary Arnell. We're helping his dilemma. His dilemma is he intervened at Walmart. There was some jerk parent who was disciplining the kid. It was embarrassing. It was wrong. And he stepped in and said something. Did he do the right thing? 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. No monkey was harmed.
888-688-WALT. It's Gary Arnell's dilemma. He reprimanded somebody in Walmart for what he says was abusing their kid. He intervened. Did he do the right thing? There were people in Walmart who told him he did the wrong thing. He intervened. All right, now, my Midnight Misfits. There's Ann Pearson, Scott Aber, Frank Cohn, and my new very favorite Midnight Misfit, who is driving an Uber right now in Washington, D.C., listening on WMAL, Jim Kardachi. Jim Kardachi sends me the best Facebook post. It's a Walter M. Sterling on Facebook. Jim Kardashian, driving an Uber in Washington, D.C., listening to WMAL-FM, home of Mary Walter, Mary, who owes her entire career to me. There's Stan Zeitz, Ed French, Irene Roberts. Irene, thank you for all the night's notes, Irene. Irene Roberts. These are our Midnight Misfits. Laureen Sabrina, Candy Jasinski, Rosemary Furlong, her beautiful daughter, Dee Wells, Chris B., Frankie Reds, Judith J.G. I haven't forgotten about you, Judith J.G. Judith J.G. listens in Philadelphia on WPHT. And the best thing about Judith is she hates every show I do. Every show, Gary, every time I'm done with the show, she sends me a note that says things like, I could have listened to NPR instead of you. There's Stephen Bryan, Jim Kardashian, Neil Paul. Welcome. These are the Midnight Misfits. If you want to be a Midnight Misfit, you can get a membership card. Beth Liebling, Aaron Glenn, Paul Levin, DeSanda Greenwood, and let's see, Daniel Cuneo. How do you pronounce this? C-U-N-E-O. How do you pronounce that, Gary? C-U-N-E-O.
Cuneo. Cuneo.
Cuneo. You're a professional Italian. Daniel Cuneo. Welcome, welcome, welcome. These are the Midnight Misfits. You can join our club, too. If you don't fit in at work, if you hate the HR lady, they're always ladies. If you hate the HR woman, if you hate filling out forms, you belong with us. You don't fit in. If you're left-handed, flat-footed, you don't fit in. You never will fit in. If you were picked last for the team, like me, you're a Midnight Misfit. Go to waltermsterling.com, waltermsterling.com. Download the free card. You will get the decoder card, and you'll be able to get our secret messages. And we had a very special secret message this week, let me tell you. Rick in Indiana, listening on WLS. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Yes, sir. I agree 100% with Gary.
Yeah.
100%. And I did that one time in a Walmart. I wasn't in line, though. I was in the men's area there. And a man and a woman were getting into it with their daughter, and the mother was shaking the daughters.
Oh.
Just shaking them on both, you know, one hand on each shoulder and just shaking them. I said, hey, you stop that or I'm going to call the manager. Why don't you mind your own business?
Rick, let me ask you a question. What was the husband's and or boyfriend's reaction when you tried to get involved in it? Did he say anything?
He didn't say anything at first until I said I was going to get the manager. When I told her I was going to get the manager, he said, hey, he goes, mind your own business. And he started pushing the cart forward like he didn't want no more. He wanted this to get away, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I told him, I said, hey, I'm going to get a hold of the manager. You know, you're not going to get away with this.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should mind your own business. I said, right now that little kid is my business.
That is.
And I got a hold of the manager. I got a hold of the manager, and then I left it up to the manager, and I walked away.
Well, that you did the right thing. You absolutely did the right thing. 888-688-WALT. Gary Arnell interrupted a parent disciplining her kid in a Walmart. This doesn't ever seem to happen at Bonwood Teller. Never seems to happen at Lord & Taylor. It seems to happen at Walmart. And what's scary to me is how many times this has happened at Walmart when I've been there on the third shift. When I've gone to Walmart at midnight,
right.
I'll hear kids screaming. I'll hear gunshots going off. I'm like, why is a seven-year-old in the Walmart at midnight? I don't quite get that. Guess. Gus in Fresno, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Gus. Help us solve Gary Arnell's
dilemma. Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Gus.
How are you? You know, I'll be honest with you, Gary. From what you described, just, you know, a mother grabbing the child by the arm.
Yeah.
To me, unless she was saying something, you know, swearing really out of control.
Right.
I think that would be one case where I would kind of let it go because, you know, just grabbing by the arm, you know, we have no idea what the child did. And, you know, I noticed that the first people to get outraged, you know, when someone's disciplining their child is generally the first people that get outraged when kids are unruly also. So, unless, I mean, she was really abusing her and really swearing saying inappropriate things.
Here's the deal, Gus. I think that she was abusing her, and I'll tell you why. She didn't just reach out and take the kid's hand and try to coax the kid to come a little bit closer to her so that she could speak with her in a calm demeanor. She literally took the kid's hand and pulled the kid, and I'm not talking about for 2 or 3 seconds, because the kid was resisting. First of all, you drop the merchandise, you pick the kid up, and you get out of the store. You don't do this type of activity. It's demeaning for the kid. She's 7 or 8 years old. I just think, look, there's a difference between holding a kid's hand and then playing tug of war between the shoulder and your hand, and that's where I had to get involved.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's hard to, if you're not there, it's hard to really know what's going on here. So, I mean,
you've upset the monkey, Gus. This is very disturbing. You've upset the monkey. Obviously, something you said was not appropriate. You were out of line in some way. It's the music monkey. The only way to shut up the monkey is with this here. Here's a banana and
right now,
with music.
We're going to feature the song that made it to number 87 by the Blades of Grass. Here is Happy on Flashback Favorites.
Floyd in Florida at 888-688-WALT. How would you solve Gary Arnell's dilemma?
Hi, Floyd.
Yeah, hey. Well, I've been in sales for 25 years, and I've trained a lot of salespeople, and It's always been my thinking that it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be able to tell someone to go to hell and have them look forward to the trip if you do it right. and chances are, if he's witnessing this, it's not the first time.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not an isolated incident. And if you embarrass the mother in the store, guess who's going to get the brunt of it when they get out of the store?
Of course. But so you know what? You present a dilemma right there. Do you want the kid to get the worst of it afterwards because of what happened in the store and what I said, or you try to protect the kid? But, you know, you said something that's so, so true, Floyd, and that is that if this is happening here, believe me, this ain't the first time this happened. No way.
Floyd, thank you so much for the call at 888-688-WALT. We're trying to help Gary Arnell solve his dilemma. Gary, why don't you restate your dilemma?
Okay, my dilemma in short order, I'm in Walmart, I'm at the self-checkout. Again, I still want that 1% premium for doing that work myself. And a woman is there with her daughter, who I think is about 7 to 8 years old. The daughter is a little cranky, I'll give you that. And the mother is just vocalizing, using profanity, not to excess, but using some profanity that I don't think is acceptable in a public venue. And she's pulling on the kid's arm and yelling at her, come over here, get over here, get over here right now. Shut up. Stop saying that. Get over here right now. And I'm thinking, I can't take this another minute. I have two daughters. I don't believe in spanking kids. I never spanked either one of them. They both turned out okay. And so I interceded. I said to the woman, you know, you're not really, I think you're harming this child physically and mentally. So she abruptly looks like she's going to take the wagon and come at me. She drops her merchandise right there and says, and just really just storms out of the store. Four people in this Walmart come up to me, two and two. Two say to me, way to go. I didn't have the testosterone level that you did to reprimand this mother. And then another one says to me, you know, great job. Maybe you helped save the kid. And the other two said to me, buddy, you got to learn to mind your own business. Now, either they hit their kids, or how do you tell somebody to mind your own business when you see this kind of trauma unfolding in front of your eyes? So was I wrong to get involved? That's my question.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Good evening. This is Sterling on Sunday. And let me share with you the fact that no matter how much you love your significant other or your wife, your mistress, or the gay guy you got on the side, you want to be able to give all of yourself to them, all of yourself to them. And that means you get a boner. That means you have full erectile power. Every man needs help. Every man from time to time needs help. 25% of the people who have erectile dysfunction are under the age of 40. There's medicine available for it, real medicine from a real doctor. You get it at forhims.com/Walter. Forhims, H-I-M-S, forhims.com/Walter. For $5 a month. For $5 a month. It's not $300, $400 the way it used to be. You get it from a real doctor. It gets sent to whatever address you want in a beautiful package. Forhims.com/Walter. Get the information. You talk to a doctor, you get the medicine you need for full boner power. Forhims.com/Walter. Forhims.com/Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new online banner ads to you. They're bright, welcoming, and clickable, with a perfectly stacked headline that reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. You'll find yourself drinking in this banner ad for minutes on end and wondering about your own insurance choices.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, equal housing insurer.
Lots of investment firms talk about customizing a portfolio to your needs, but they may only look at one or two aspects of your financial situation. Creative planning is different. Our financial planning-led approach considers your entire financial picture. That's the only way to create a comprehensive plan that works uniquely for you. Call 866-CREATIVE or visit creativeplanning.com to learn more. Investment strategies recommended by Creative Planning are not assured of earning a profit or avoiding a loss in declining markets.
When tracking the domestic dust bunny, you commonly find them hiding under wardrobes next to lost socks.
Don't move too suddenly or they'll scurry off.
What's utterly fascinating about the Dust Bunny is that although they are not actually sentient creatures, when they hear that Geico not only saves people money, but also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's obvious to them you should switch. Because, yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Oh no, it's the Dust Bunny's only natural predator. Run along, Dust Bunnies, run along.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/dream. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/dream. That's forhims.com/dream for your first month for just $5. forhims.com/dream.
Date is January 27th, 2019 for RPA Honda Radio. Spontile 2019 Spring Event, James Hinchcliffe, 15 seconds. Ad ID HKBR9000105. Stereo Monitor Power Mix with 2 pops.
Hi, I'm James Hinchcliffe, and I'm on your speakers today to remind you that time is running out on the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event, where every Honda has the soul of a race car. Hence me, race car driver in person, currently telling you to hurry in to your local Honda dealer.
Emily.
Sound imagined by Matt DeSantis.
DeSantis, the sound engineer, brilliant sound engineer. Thank you, Matt DeSantis, for everything. Same thing with Dave Scalish, Jared Hart. I am deeply grateful for the tremendous support that Sterling on Sunday gets from WPHT in Philadelphia, 1210 in Philadelphia, home of Dom Giordano. I have peaceful coexistence with Dom Giordano. That is the key to happiness in life, Gary. Peaceful
yes,
coexistence with Dom Giordano. Eileen, listening on WLS in Chicagoland. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hi. This is for Gary.
Hi, Eileen.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
I think as far as your dilemma goes, you did the right thing.
Mm.
And I say this as a woman who raised 9 children.
Wow.
The worst I ever had was 2 boys throw a tantrum at the same time at the store.
Are you Catholic?
And I scooped one on it under each arm and left the store. But I'll tell you, with having raised those many kids, I caution you, because by the time a mother has gotten to the point where she's yelling like that, you have no idea what these children will put you through. And you're lucky she didn't come after you.
You know, you remind me of Eileen. I know we're getting short on time here. And my kids remind me of this all the time. I was in the car one day. We were driving. The both of them are in the back seat. Maybe they were like 7 and 10 years old or something, 2 girls. And they had done something that really started to get me angry. And so I reached back over the seat, and they remind me of this story to this day. And they said, Dad, we never saw you that angry. And I reached back over the seat, and I said, if you guys don't stop this right now. But that's like the furthest I ever took it. The furthest I ever took it. Never laid a hand
on
the kid.
Well, then you didn't spend that much time with them.
No, you know.
Hey, Eileen, you know what, Eileen? You have earned. You have earned the right to win a prize announcement if you guess the mystery voice. Are you ready to guess the mystery voice?
I have a feeling
Do you think Tina Roselli's boobs are too big?
Do you think
Tina Roselli's boobs are too big?
Who do you think that is?
Oh, is this the one from Philadelphia? This is a different one, isn't it?
No. The clues are Philadelphia and blonde.
Judy Holliday.
No, it's somebody definitely from this century. Thank you very much for your call. 888-688-WALT. Louise in Virginia, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hi. How
hey,
are
Louise.
You? I was just going to say it's at least 60-40 that you are in the right.
All right.
Yeah, maybe even better than that. I was thinking, I mean, the worst that could happen on the bad side is that the mom is so mad or not reasonable that she takes it out on her child even more. But I think that, number one, she left the store.
Right.
And so she knew she was a bit in the wrong, you know. And sure, she was embarrassed and she got called on it. But we all need to be called on something sometimes. And it's probably a good reminder, even if she's really tired and really upset and is like thinking, oh, man, that guy just doesn't even know what my kid did to me tonight or whatever. And it's, maybe in the morning she'll be like, that was awful, but I shouldn't be that awful to my child. So,
you know, Louise,
anybody, really.
Yeah, no, I have such an affection for kids and the elderly, but I have such an affection for kids that I was in a small claims court about a month ago, and the most beautiful baby was there, and I said to the mother, she must have thought I was a weirdo, but she didn't say anything, oh, the kid is cute. I said, can I just take a picture of that kid just when I need an uplift? You know, and who does that today?
Whoa.
So she let me do it, and the person that I was with said to me, are you out of your mind? And I think I was, but it just...
Just for a minute. Temporary insanity.
For a minute, I was. It was temporary insanity. That's what I'd have to plead.
Would you like to guess the mystery voice for a chance to win a prize announcement?
Oh, gosh. I wish I could. I don't know who it is. I wish I did.
Who do you think that is?
Oh, gosh. I'm sure it's from a movie. I'm sure as soon as I hear somebody guess what it is, I'll be like, oh, darn it. Mm. But I don't. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Thank you so much for the call at 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Linda in Florida, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Gary Arnell's dilemma is he disciplined a parent who was disciplining a kid at Walmart. Other shoppers thought he might have interfered and was too intrusive. What do you think, Linda?
Hey, Linda.
I'll tell you, real quick, I think he did the right thing, and I'll tell you why. I'm going to ask you a question. If she's doing that in a public place, can you imagine what she's doing at home behind closed doors? Number one. Number two, I was a child back in the day, and it takes a village to raise a child. Mm-hmm. And a neighbor was good enough to get involved and called. I was removed from the home for 5.5 years. Was the best thing that ever happened to me. I got 5.5 years of a normal life. And if nobody had called, I would have suffered another 5.5 years at the hands of a person who had an alcohol problem and who took it out on me. So, you know, I think he did the right thing. Maybe when she goes home, she'll snap out of it and say, you know what? I'm out of control. I need to take 2 steps back.
That's right. It may have been the moment of clarity that person needed, Gary. Well, Gary Arnell, once again, your dilemma has brought America together. Once again, one of your dilemmas has brought all of us together and made it possible for everybody to call Sterling on Sunday, on a Sunday night live. And I know you need a job, and I hope you get a job in radio, but I'd like you to consider that this is the problem.
I don't mean to bust your balls or anything, man. I'm just concerned. Do you plan to get a job? Do you plan to look for a job? Do you plan to do anything in that regard, like fill out an application, perhaps?
I think one of the problems with me getting a job is the fact that my work experience directly lends itself to, you know, radio.
I've had the best time. We can stay in touch. Send me an email. Every email gets answered. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail.